country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field
Welcome,
all
folks.
Day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
You are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon. This is James Kelso, your host, live from North Dakota. And from wherever you are, I hope you might venture to call in tonight in our brief hour together of the Trump Phenomenon. Lots to report. And let me just think, let me pause for a second. Is it all good? I think it is. I think it's all good. pretty spectacular also. But you can call in at 800-313-9443 to add your thoughts, anything you've observed since we last met up 24 hours ago. And let's see, where to begin? Well, the big event yesterday for Donald Trump was his speech at the United Nations, which was outstanding. It was a speech that those gathered mighty poobahs of government at the UN have never heard in their lives. And you can see it on their faces. That was part of the fun for me, was watching the faces of these poobahs. They looked like, I don't know, what did they look like? They were stunned, that's for sure. And Donald Trump gave them an experience they are still recovering from, I'm sure. So that was very good. And he laid out our patriot point of view beautifully to them. As the most, what's interesting is he did all this as the most powerful man on earth. And every single person in that room knows that. Donald Trump wields more power, much more power than any one of them ever will. So that's kind of a nice twist there. That element of winning and wielding power. That was a great event yesterday. The other story that's going on, of course, that unless you've been in a coma, you're aware of this, is that, let's see, how long is it now? It's about 36 hours from now. We all know what we'll be doing. I sure know what I'll be doing 36 hours from now. I will be glued to my tube and watching the hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee. And I'll talk about that just to give you a little sketch of what we learned today about that. That will be history. That will be something to witness this. So that's going on. And let's go there right now. Let me give some of what I learned today about the hearing. As it stands right now, Thursday morning, Chairman Chuck Grassley of the Senate Judiciary Committee will introduce the hearing. He will be followed with her introduction by Dianne Feinstein. After that introduction, Christine Ford, Mrs. Ford, will be given as much time as she wants to make her speech, to say whatever the hell she's going to say. Now, I'm not quite sure about the order of things here, but I'll just put it in this order. Hey-ho, okay. Thank you, folks, for waiting patiently there. We had a technical difficulty. And I believe I'm back and with you. I'm going to pick up where we left off. And that is on the what's going to happen at the momentous hearing on Thursday. Each of the senators is allotted 5 minutes. And the source on this is Lindsey Graham, who explained it on TV today. Each of the senators is allowed 5 minutes. And so 11 Republicans, 10 Democrats, that's 21 times 5. So 2 hours of questioning. And what's going to happen there? Now, that questioning, I don't know whether it's going to immediately follow Mrs. Ford or it's going to follow both Ford and Kavanaugh together. So I'm not sure about that order. I think it'll follow the two of them, Ford and Kavanaugh, both saying their piece, and then the questioning would happen. Now, you've heard that the Republicans are going to have retained the services of a woman attorney who is a specialist in the sort of questioning where we can anticipate. And what Lindsey Graham said is that he will yield his time to that attorney. So there's nothing the Democrats can do about that, whining and wailing about having an attorney in the room. And I'll get to the irony of that in just a moment. They're all attorneys, almost all of them. I'll talk about that. So the Republicans will yield their time to the attorney, and the purpose of this is obvious, so that there can be a coherent line of questioning of Mrs. Ford, rather than a scattered, chopped up salami of five-minute question periods, which will not yield a coherent train of thought necessarily. The Democrats will probably use their 5 minutes each to pose and preen in public. Cory Booker will continue his I Am Spartacus campaign for the presidency. Kamala Harris will continue her campaign for the presidency, and so on. And then at the conclusion of that, I don't know what will happen at the conclusion of that. Lindsey Graham didn't say. But he did say, this is very important, he said, on Friday, we will vote on Kavanaugh in the Senate. Wait. Okay, this needs to be clarified. A vote in the Senate or a vote in the committee? I think he was meaning a vote in the Senate on the nomination Friday. So this is pretty darned exciting. Let me do this just so I get the reassurance of hearing your voices. It's interesting. I love you guys in the audience, and I need you. It's like someone on a stage or in a show. You need your audience. You feel kind of lonely without the audience. So if somebody wants to call in right now, 800-313-9443, do so now so I can hear your live voice. I got a little concerned there as we got lost in a technical difficulty. And you lost my sound signal. Now, what did I mentioned the attorney aspect. Just for the, I thought, you know, one of the most remarkable things about this historic hearing that will take place on Thursday, this circus that will take place, but it has value because something very, very, very important to all of us is at stake. All of these Democrats have displayed complete contempt. Oh, good. I got some callers. I don't see him on the board, engineer. Okay, Eric in Tennessee, we're going to get to you. And George in Texas, we're going to get to you. I'll just complete this thought. They're all attorneys. Except Dianne Feinstein, interestingly. I haven't been able to figure out whether she's an attorney. I don't think she is. The leader of the pack, but all the rest of them are attorneys. And interestingly, they all come from the same law schools. Georgetown, Yale, Berkeley, and the University of Virginia. And that's it. They come from those few schools. I'll just name them real quickly. Patrick Leahy, Vermont, Georgetown, Dick Durbin, Illinois, Georgetown, Sheldon Whitehouse. What state is he from? He's from the University of Virginia. I'll figure that out in a second. Amy Klobuchar, Minnesota, Chicago Law. Al Franken was on the committee. Oh, he got bounced. What was that for? Sex offenses. Real sex offenses. And he wasn't an attorney either. Chris Coons, Delaware, Yale. Richard Blumenthal, Connecticut, Yale. Mazie Hirono, Georgetown, Hawaii. And Cory Booker of New Jersey, Yale. They're all attorneys. Every one of them has actually verbalized that Brett Kavanaugh has the burden of proving the negative, that he didn't commit sex offenses against Mrs. Ford in 1982. Maybe, because she hasn't even specified a year, in the unknown location of an unknown nature. The burden of proof, proving the negative, which, folks, in case you've ever taken a course in logic, one of the first things you learn in a course in logic, you learn this in maybe the first 60 minutes. Proving a negative is impossible. Impossible. Proving a negative, proving that something did not happen, does not exist, is impossible. But that's all of these law school, Yale, Georgetown, Virginia, Chicago, Berkeley, law school graduates can't remember. Actually, it's not they can't remember. They don't believe in what they were taught. I have to put maybe in there as to whether they were taught this, but it was in the books. They could have read it, which the presumption of innocence, innocent until proven guilty, which is founded upon the fact that you can't prove a negative. You can, if someone makes an affirmative declaration about you, they must prove that it's true. The prosecutor, and by the way, a bunch of these Democrats with their law degrees then became prosecutors. They know the burden of proof is upon them as prosecutors. And they're actually on national television. And they're all idiots. But they are within a gnat's eyelash of controlling our country. They came within a gnat's eyelash of elevating one of their own, Yale Law School, Hillary Clinton, into the White House. And they believe in repudiating the basis of our entire civilization. That's how bad it is. There is not one of them who believes in the rule of law out of their own mouths. So that's coming up. Let me turn on the phones here and say hello to Eric in Tennessee. Eric, are you there?
I'm here, James. How are you tonight?
I'm feeling better hearing your voice. What's on your mind?
Okay. Well, I get to see a Trump rally on Monday. It's going to be fantastic. I can't wait. And I'm calling to ask your advice on how I should handle it.
Well, no. Okay, now, help me out. You're cluing me in. Where's the rally? You say it's on Monday?
Well, Monday in Johnson City, Tennessee.
Oh, that's right. I saw that headline. I used to live just a few miles away. Oh, my gosh.
I already got my tickets. I got my tickets, and I'm going. And I called to ask advice on how early to get there. Because I can walk there in about 4 or 5 minutes, actually.
Okay. Well, don't go anywhere. Eric, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with you in just a moment.
Okay.
Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies. Turn the tide and twist it. First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We're back, folks. On the line with us is Eric in Eastern Tennessee. And boy, thank you, Eric. You yesterday I looked and there weren't any events in the announcement board at DonaldTrump.com. Now there are three. We got three events to announce for you. He's going to be at the event October 1st. Is that Monday?
Yep, Monday at Freedom Hall, Johnson City.
Yes. Freedom Hall, folks. I'm looking it up. What's the capacity? 8,500 seating at Freedom Hall in Johnson City, which is just a little town. And the it's right on the border there, and a bit far eastern Tennessee. This is exciting. And, of course, Donald Trump will be there supporting the senatorial candidacy of Marsha Blackburn, who has to beat she has to beat what is his name? What's Bredesen. His name? Okay.
Bill Bredesen.
Bill Bredesen. Yeah. So that'll be exciting.
Exactly.
And oh, this is great. Would you, Eric, would you do us a big favor? Would you, you, of course, Monday night you will not be able to. Well, maybe you will. Maybe if you have a cell phone.
I may be able. I will call in if I can, and if you know everything goes right, I'll call in and let you know what's going on.
Okay, it'll let's look at the time. Yeah, it's going to be 7 p.m. Eastern time, which will be 6 p.m.
Yep.
Central time, and the action won't really start till about showtime here. So I'm figuring right about showtime here, President Trump will probably be speaking. So if you
if you can
get out in the hallway just call in, and you know we'll hear screaming and yelling, and we won't be able to hear much, but it'll be fun just to get a call from you.
And I will. Yeah, definitely.
Taking
my grandson to see Donald President Trump.
Oh, what?
He'll be exposed. So that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, okay. Make sure when you're in the do what I did with my 7-year-old. He was 6 at the time. Have your camera and position your grandson in such a way that when Donald Trump comes out onto the runway, out into the crowd with you, make sure you get a shot in which your grandson and Donald Trump are both in the picture. That'll be a keepsake for him.
I'll do that. I'll try to do that. Yeah, that'll be great.
It'll be easy.
I'm so excited.
That's great. Is this your first Trump event?
Yes. Yes, it is. I wanted to make Knoxville, but I didn't, or I couldn't, because of my grandson. But now my grandson's going to be here, and we're going to the Trump rally.
Fantastic. And then I'll tell you what, you're asking for some tips. You have to get there early. I guarantee you that there will be people who don't get in. To avoid that fate, when would you have to get there? You know, at least 4 hours before the event, at least 4. And
The doors open at 4 or something. We'll get there by noon. And that's just up the road for me. So I can walk up there in a matter of minutes. So it'll be cool.
Okay. Yeah. And what you can do earlier in the day, just check, because some of these events are so over attended that morning, just drop by to check. Just to make sure there isn't like a line of 10,000 people already camped out, you know, because
there about 9 o'clock in the morning and park my car and just see what's going on.
Yeah, just check. And if there's only about 500 people in line, then waiting, then, you know, you can go back home and figure you're safe coming at noon. But this is great. Yeah. And you're going to have such a great time. You know, you're going to see all the best people. I'll tell you what. Here's who you will see at this event. I can guarantee it. You will see all of the finest people of Eastern Tennessee will be there. The best of the best.
I know. I can't wait. It'll be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be amazing.
Well, that's good. Yeah. And then let me fill in the audience on other events so that they can get to a Trump event. This is great news. Thank you. And thank you. I would have missed this, Eric. Thank you. Owe you a show credit here. Let's go to the other events. There is one coming up even earlier on September 29th in Wheeling, West Virginia. That's Saturday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, the evening in Wheeling, West Virginia. And that'll be to defeat Joe Manchin, who's the current Democrat senator from West Virginia. And he won't give Donald Trump the time of day. So he has to be replaced. Yeah. Which is true of all the Democrats. There isn't a single good Democrat in the Senate, folks.
They all have to be replaced.
So this will be September 29th in Wheeling, West Virginia. Then there's another one. So if you live anywhere, this one that Eric's going to in Johnson City, which is where Bristol. Some of you may know where Bristol Raceway is. That's real close to Johnson City.
That's about 30 miles away.
Yeah, and I used to live. Okay. I used to live 90 miles away in New Tazewell.
Okay. Great.
Stay with us, Eric.
I'll drop off here, James. Okay, I'll stay with you.
Okay, stay with me, and we'll be right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
We're back, folks. We've got Eric on the phone in Tennessee, and we're going to go to George in Texas in just a moment. Let's round out these rallies. There's another rally October 2nd in South Haven, Mississippi. And if I understand this right, any of you out there in the audience there who are more clear on it than I am, I believe this is the South Haven that's just south of Memphis, Tennessee, up in the, it was called the Mississippi Delta. That's just a little corner up there on the Mississippi River in far northwest Mississippi. And this is over, I believe this will be over another Senate campaign, Donald Trump trying to save the Republican majority in the Senate and the House in the 2018 election coming up in just a matter of 6 weeks. So there's your agenda, folks. If you live anywhere within 200 miles of Wheeling, West Virginia, Saturday, September 29th, you've got to be there in the evening to help Donald Trump. Then on Monday, October 1st, you've got to be in Johnson City, Tennessee, if you live anywhere within 200 miles of Johnson City. And I would, 200 miles is mandatory. You got to go. What is that? You know, a 3-hour, 4-hour drive. And then the October 2nd, the next day, South Haven, Mississippi, that's basically think Memphis. If you live within 200 miles of there, you want to be at that rally. And that rally is in, I'll tell you in a second here, how big is the arena for South Haven, Mississippi? It's at the Landers Center I don't have the look up here on that, but that's going to be a big, a big arena. So, wow, three rallies coming up here. Erica, any question you had that you wanted to share with us?
No, I think I'm good. James, take the next caller, and I'll just hang out and listen.
Okay, great, brother. Thank you so much for letting us know. And as I was saying to you, I used to live in New Tazewell, which is a tad more than 90 miles away west of you there. And, boy, if I were still living in Tennessee, you can bet I'd be there with everybody I could bring to that event, and supporting Marshall Blackburn. And that's a chance to pick up a Senate seat there in Tennessee. Well, thank you, sir. All right, let's go to our next. Thank you. Let's go to George in Texas. Hi, George.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Let me just give you a little Texas insight, the Texas news I saw today. I saw Senator Ted Cruz and his wife being run out of a restaurant by a chanting, seething mob of out-of-control left-wingers who are yelling. I mean, this is, folks, the left is nuts. We cannot let these left-wingers gain the control of the levers of power in our country. These people are insane. But they were yelling at Ted Cruz and his beautiful wife. And they actually, I mean, they were being pushed and shoved and yelled at. And the crowd was yelling, get this. This connects with our other story, the Kavanaugh story. What were these morons yelling? We believe survivors. We believe survivors. We believe survivors. We believe. What the hell is that? And so here's, you know, in case you don't know the code talk of the left, survivors means any woman who makes any charge against any man. That's a survivor. We believe survivors. And we have seen the spectacle on our TVs, folks, of this senator from New York, Gillibrand. Gillibrand says, I believe Mrs. Ford. I believe Ramirez. And this is an attorney, Gillibrand. I don't have her legal information, but she's an attorney. These are people, so they're yelling at that restaurant, George, we believe survivors, on the verge of violence. I guess if you're pushing somebody, you're violent. If I yelled at you in a restaurant, George, and shoved you out of the restaurant, that's violence. Against a U.S. senator. Yeah, exactly. It's assault.
I haven't been in the same restaurant as Sheila Jackson Lee, and guess what? I left her alone. I seen former Congressman Dr. Ron Paul in a restaurant. I left them alone, because you want to know why? Like them or not, they got life.
Yes, of course. But folks, this is turned into a frenzy. This is a mass hysteria. The left right now is up to its eyeballs in mass hysteria over the Kavanaugh nomination. And of course, the origin of that isn't Kavanaugh, really. It's Trump. It all derives from Donald Trump. Donald Trump upset the apple cart. He spoiled the plans of these left wingers. And let me give you another theme to talk about here tonight, George. This has come out in the news. Guess what, folks? I mean, you got to sit down and you got to think about this. You got to figure it. What's going on here? In America right now, the people we can trust, the people who vote patriotic, the people who can think straight, are high school graduates. High school graduates. The university graduates, folks, are all messed up. Their voting is terrible. And right now, the polling indicates that high school graduates, which means people with, you know, actual jobs, and their families and their wives and, you know, their husbands, they They believe Kavanaugh. And they don't believe this Looney Tune, Mrs. Ford. So they're able to think clearly. The university population in America, get this, they believe Mrs. Ford. These are people who supposedly are, why did they go to the university? One of the, you know, thoughts may have been, you know, for why even have universities may have been, well, you improve your ability to think and reason logically. But George, that's not what happens in our universities. These people come out of the university like they went through a meat grinder that concentrated on grinding up their brain.
But you know, Beto O'Rourke, when he says I'm going to 267 counties, he's just going to the colleges. He ain't going out to the population. And this guy Beto O'Rourke, he's not a Hispanic, even though he tried to get himself in the Hispanic caucus in Congress. There's a record of him, leaving the scene of an accident. This guy Beto, man, he is bad news.
Well, fortunately, Ted Cruz right now appears to be leading, to be beating Beto. And he gets that, folks. It's Robert, you see, Robert then goes to Roberto. And among Hispanics, the nickname for Robert is Beto. And yes, exactly. He's trying to fob himself off as an Hispanic in Texas, which gets him a whole bunch of votes right away. Yeah, it's just he's doing the same thing as Pocahontas in Massachusetts, Elizabeth, you know, the Indian Warren.
I just call him Speedy Gonzalez, you know, just like Pocahontas.
Yeah. Oh, well, anyway, I like what you said. I think you called in to report that in their first debate, Ted Cruz mopped the floor with Beto O'Rourke, and he did. So hopefully that.
Well, but you know, they got two more debates to do.
Yeah, but folks, this is. I mean, we got to figure this out. We know from the polling that the people who understood, who were able to see to think clearly, were the people who did not go to the university, and the university graduates are nuts. I mean, not all of them, of course, but. I mean, the voting pattern among university graduates, they voted for Hillary. They didn't vote for Trump, not, you know, in a majority of them. They now believe they can't understand the tradition of our law and our civilization, and they've repudiated it. Not only do they not understand it, they don't want to understand it. They despise it. They believe in a third world ethic and a third world savagery after going through the university. And somebody who, I've forgotten the name of the person, but I saw it was very, very brilliant. Somebody on Fox mentioned that what we're witnessing right now is campus culture. This out of control, crazy campus culture is now threatening to infect our national institutions.
You know what? Are you familiar with President Trump is getting ready to sign some really drastic executive orders of, you know, reversing a national emergency and bringing up a new national emergency? And I really think, you know, they're talking about the deep state, but, you know, part of the deep state is these college professors. And
well, yes,
I really think
another
they
headline
need to be arrested.
Well, yeah, well, the... you know, that you know, that won't be the solution. That it's fun to, you know, fantasize about things like that, but that's not what we really want. And but there has to be a fix. There does need to be a fix. We do need to take back our universities. They were at one time great institutions. Stanford was at one time a great university, and it's now Harvard was a great university. But they are now flipped on their heads. What was great about them is gone, and they become poisonous, toxic institutions. Let me, George, you just reminded me of something. Let me see if I can play it here. We're going to run out of time. Let me play
one thing.
Go ahead.
The enrollment in universities is down, and a lot of trade school enrollments are up. So that's a nice sign right there.
Oh, yeah. For this toxic miseducation, these people and their families are paying through the nose. Unbelievable tuitions, unbelievable prices for everything. The textbooks are, $100, $60 for a textbook that you have to throw away 5 minutes after you finish the course.
You know, I'll let you move on. One person I know in the university that was a whistleblower, you know what he sat there and said? He sat there and said, for how much money do colleges make off the NCAA athletic program can give a nice discounted tuition to the students. The colleges make a lot of money off the NCAA athletic department.
Yeah. Folks, you young people out there, this is scary. When I went to the University of California system, which was great, amazing schools. It's not anymore. Kamala Harris, she came out of Berkeley, Hastings School of the Law, as they say, where they're not teaching the law. The tuition when I was going to school, it was like, you know, for a year you paid per course. You paid I remember I had to lean on my dad for like $200. For $200 for my tuition for a whole, semester. It was unbelievable. And my room and board at the dormitory, I think it was like $115 a month. A month. That included food at Reber Hall, for any of you who remember UCLA. I mean, unbelievable. What has happened? The gouging, the price gouging. Anyway, you're getting your brain ground up in a meat grinder, and you're coming out really messed up. So we got to figure out. We got to find a cure for that, because it's simply an inevitable fact that the leadership, the people that will control the institutions of power, are all going to come out of universities. Very few people are going to go right from high school to a position of power. Unfortunately. Maybe we can rearrange things so that happens. But if they're going through these institutions that are brainwashing them and turning them into useless idiots, we got to think this one through. Well, George, let me play a little audio right now, because Donald Trump yesterday was in the UN, and listen to this.
Nigel Farage is with us now, member of the European Parliament. Nigel, come on in. I'm sure you heard what the president had to say. Yeah. One of the centerpieces was immigration and the need to uphold national borders. That's your line, Nigel.
Oh, absolutely. Look, as somebody who spent 25 years fighting for national control over immigration and fighting the battle of individual nation state sovereignty against global bureaucracy, I have to tell you, this speech was music to my ears. If in years to come, anybody ever asks you, what was Trump's political philosophy? All of it was there in that speech.
He also had a warning for Europe, Germany in particular, I think. Don't be dependent on one source for your energy.
He's going to a second topic, but you heard the opening topic. Nigel Farage, one of our heroes on the right, one of the key figures behind the success of the Brexit initiative in Britain, Nigel Farage saying that what Donald Trump said at the UN yesterday was music to his ears, and it was one of the epic speeches of all time. So, there you go. You have it right there from the man himself, Nigel Farage. And
the thing is, all I heard in the UN speech was borders, language, and culture.
Yeah, which is Michael Savage's motto. So that was very, very good news. I hope, folks, and I'm telling you what, the clock is ticking down. We'll have one more show tomorrow, in which we can cover the buildup to this Thursday event. And there will surely be developments tomorrow, because you have all these horrible people who are coming up with more and more garbage that they're flinging at Kavanaugh, of course, and he's the stand-in for Donald Trump. They're really flinging it at Donald Trump, but Kavanaugh too, because Kavanaugh will be a great justice. and he will, his the left, we're learning that the left understands that they need to control the Supreme Court to get their stranglehold on our nation, to get their slimy claws around your throat, ladies and gentlemen. They need to get a stranglehold on the Supreme Court because they are the ones who believe in legislation through the courts rather than through the legislature. That's one of the ways that they circumvent our Constitution, is having judges who make laws. Well, we're coming up to our last break. George, if you want to hang on, go ahead, and we will be right back, folks.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I think George is still with us. George, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. In our last little segment here, George, you and I will consume this last little segment. So I'll think of something to, some kind of a highlight of the last 24 hours that we can leave the audience with as an encouragement, because that's what this show is about, is encouraging you that the Trump phenomenon is alive and well, and you want to get yourself to those rallies like Eric in Tennessee. Put your shoulder to the wheel here. Let's listen to Nigel Farage talking today about what Donald Trump did yesterday at the UN.
Quota of migrants from Syria, the Middle East, or wherever else it may be. And what you've seen right across the West are the left of politics saying, what a wonderful idea. Isn't it great that the UN will decide our immigration policy? And I think that what President Trump did today was to kind of torpedo it below the waterline, and quite right too. I mean, the whole speech was saying, look, democracy.
Let me go forward here. So Donald Trump torpedoing the whole immigration scam below the waterline. And that's the big one, folks. That is the biggest issue. It's the one facing Nigel Farage's United Kingdom, all of our European cousins and all the European nations, Australia, Argentina, which is a European nation, and our country, of course. So Donald Trump, I mean, that was magnificent, George, because he's standing right in front of all of these clowns in the UN there, sitting in front of him. They are the people who are sending, sending their own populations as an invasion force into our European countries. And they know what they're doing. They're not fooled. They know exactly what the game is. And Donald Trump was calling them on it. And that was, I think that was part of the explanation as to why they look dumbstruck. Go ahead, George.
Well, you know, the thing is, and this is why the precursor, why like England, Germany, all these countries disarmed their people ahead of this. Now the English people, the German people, got no means to defend themselves. And even,
yes,
even from a corrupt government that's going to come and arrest you for mean tweets.
Yeah. And, of course, that's one beautiful thing about our country, folks, is that we Americans own more defensive firearms than I think all the other European peoples put together.
But you know, the thing is, everybody says
now,
we got to go,
George. We got the music coming after us. So,
well, they say we have 400 million guns in this country. I think we got billions of guns.
Billions, all right. Well, we'll talk about more about this in tomorrow's show in the lead up to the big event Thursday. See you tomorrow, folks.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.